A chartered Russian airliner flying from Tel Aviv to the Siberian city of Novosibirsk crashed into the Black Sea today. More than 70 people are presumed lost. The cause of the crash is not clear. Russia's President Vladimir Putin told a group he was meeting with, a civilian aircraft crashed today and it is possible that it is the result of a terrorist act. However, other reports, citing unnamed U.S. officials, say the airliner was accidentally shot down by a missile fired as part of a training exercise for the Ukrainian military. We're joined by Maura Reynolds, who is Moscow correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. She is in her newspaper's Moscow bureau. Maura Reynolds, do you have any further information on what may have happened?
Not really. There seem to be those two major versions, that it could have been an onboard bomb or a misfired Ukrainian missile. They seem to be arguing back and forth at this point as to which is more likely.
Mr. Putin's initial reaction, terrorism, do you sort of put that down to the just international nervousness about terrorism at this time?
I think that's part of it. The Russians are highly nervous about terrorist incidents. I think what also contributed to that instinct was the fact that the plane was seen exploding in midair without any prior reports of disturbances or malfunctions on board. And also, the Ukrainian exercises, naval exercises off the coast of Crimea, were fairly small and really hadn't gotten a lot of attention, so I don't think many people had realized that there had been any warships within range of this airliner.
Is it conceivable that the Ukrainians have the kind of equipment, missiles with the necessary range and so on, to actually have accidentally shot down a plane?
Well, it depends on who you believe. Apparently, the reports coming from the unnamed sources in Washington suggest that the missile that was fired could have been an S-200, which is a long-range surface-to-air missile. It can travel about 200 miles, which would put it just about within range of where the airliner was. However, the Russians and the Ukrainians say that those, they haven't said which missiles they were firing, but they were saying that the missiles that they did fire only have a range of about 35 kilometers, that's about 25 miles. So Vladimir Putin, who had observers, Russian observers, at these Ukrainian war games, says that he's satisfied that the missiles were not being targeted anywhere near where the airliner was, that they were being targeted at a range that is far too short and far too low to possibly have hit the airliner.
You said that the airliner was seen to have exploded and to, as I've read, that it broke up in the air and the pieces fell into the sea. Who saw that happen?
There was an Armenian passenger jet in the air within visual range of the aircraft, and the pilot there noticed a flash of light and watched the aircraft spew a red plume, he said, and disintegrate and fall into the ocean.
What do you know about the passengers on the plane?
Most of them were Russians who were Israeli citizens. A portion of them worked for the quasi-governmental Israeli agency designed to encourage Jews to immigrate to Israel.
Here in the United States, the national transportation safety folks get after a plane crash and try to reconstruct it and figure out what happened. What are the chances that we're going to find out what happened to this aircraft?
Well, it will be very difficult to find out what happened to this aircraft, in part because there was no communication with the pilots and in part because the debris was scattered over a very wide range of this Black Sea, and much of it will sink to a depth of over 3,000 feet. So I don't think that there's any possibility of any real clarity about the cause of this crash in the near future.
Maura Reynolds, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Maura Reynolds writes for the Los Angeles Times. She spoke to us from the newspaper's Moscow bureau.